What about the people in other countries who have never heard the gospel? Will they go to hell? That was the question one of our worship band members asked me some time ago. I was finishing up a late meeting at the church and they were finishing up practice. We met each other in the lobby and he dropped that question on me. More specifically, he said, "We preach the gospel here at our church, but what about for all the other countries around the world? How will they know what we know?" Today's reading in Romans 1 is where I began with this young man's legit and important question. I wish I were a universalist or an annihilationist, but I can't be based on what the Bible teaches. A universalist says everyone goes to heaven no matter how they interpret who God is. All of humanity will be in heaven, and an annihilationist says there is only heaven and no hell. Those who are evil simply cease to exist. They remove themselves from the final judgment. I wish I were both. Then the answer to the question like this is easy. However, the Bible does address this question, and here in the book of Romans is where we start. This is how I explain the difference between the band member in the local church and the tribesman in a remote part of the Amazon or a nomad in the Sahara who has never heard the good news. It's all in two verses, one about God and one about humanity. Let's start with humanity. This is what it says in verses 19 through 20. That which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Paul says God has two witnesses on the planet. One is internal and the other is external. Both creation and conscience speak about God. We see this very clearly in this Romans passage. It is the evidence of God without and the evidence of God within. In other words, what is inside us and what is outside of us. German philosopher Immanuel Kant spoke of believing in God because of two realities that converted him: the starry heavens above and the moral law of God within him. In addressing the evidence without, a story about Sir Isaac Newton and his atheist friends serves as a wonderful example. Newton's friends did not believe in God, but preferred to take the position that the universe just happened. One day, the friend was visiting Newton, and Newton showed him a model of the solar system. The sun, the planets, and the moons were all in place. The sizes of the spheres were in proportion, and the planets and the satellites revolved around the sun at their relative speeds. Their friend admired the model. "It's intriguing," he said. "Who made it?" "Nobody," said Sir Isaac Newton. "It just happened." Newton was saying that in order to have a design in the universe, we need a designer of the universe. A Big Bang didn't do it, but a big God did it. The within argument is the moral law. The distinguishing between the right and the wrong is innate within humanity. This was the whole premise of C.S. Lewis's conversion and his must-read book, Mere Christianity. What is not clear is how much information the person gets within and without. If a person has only these two witnesses, though, I do know that it is enough to be judged by and not have any excuses when you stand before God. For all of us in the West, I believe we will be judged more severely than the person in an Indian remote village, because we have had the gospel made clear to us almost our entire lives. That is the verse about humanity. Now the verse about God. "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" That's Genesis 18:25. That verse is so powerful. Abraham said this about God. God will do what is right with what he has given humanity to believe. From conscience and creation, will they know Jesus was God in the flesh, came from a virgin, died for the sins of humanity on the cross, rose from the dead, and ascended to the right hand of God the Father? That, I don't know. It doesn't seem so. But whatever they get will be enough for them to be judged by, and they will be without excuse.